You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Hen.
Call me called the Henlove spell. And let's say it's a dot that lasts for 10 seconds. The
34 accurate.
And Hotbox.
You can actually feel the tip.
Just the tip?
Yeah.
Hey there, and welcome to episode 56 of The Training Dummies, recorded on December 18th, 2013. My name is Daryl, but you can also call me Hend, a resto shaman with a main warlock, Alt. With me, as always, is Rob, also known as Holloway, a brewmaster lady panda monk, which tanks our flex raid team.
Did you say a main warlock, Alt?
Alt. Yes, Alt.
Main warlock, Alt.
The last 2 weeks, we've had three other healers for our flex team, so I've actually got to take my warlock, which is quite a change.
Your main warlock, Alt.
My main warlock, Alt, as opposed to my other warlock, Alts, I guess. Anyway, tonight we are joined by Seraphis and Zia from The Sundering.
Thank you.
Oh, it's a clock track.
Thank you.
No, it's not. We piped that in from everybody in the chat room. We piped that in from their houses. That's live. That's live.
God, I love technology.
Technology. Oh, dude, let's just cut into it. It's not going to be a long show tonight, but we have some stuff that we want to talk about with you guys and the whole catalyst.
I got some stuff I want to talk about with you.
Uh-oh. Does that need to be a sidebar?
No, it's the fact that you're now a monk. I mean, you had me and Epic Insanity on not too long ago on episode 50, and now you just turned your back on your death knight?
No, I haven't. Oh, I didn't see this one coming.
but what we did is we brought in a death knight tank to tank with Rob. So our other tank is a death knight.
So it doesn't make sense to have two death knights when you could have a monk and a death knight. Mm. Right?
Clearly.
I don't think he's buying it.
Logic.
I'm going to pull a Marge.
Have you tried Brewmaster tanking?
No, because my monk's only like level 30.
All right. Well, if you get to 90 and you listen to our episode with Sunnier and you don't like Brewmaster tanking, then we can talk.
We'll see. Just a little disappointed in you, Rob.
No, dude. It's hard juggling 17 level 90s, man.
Well, no one asked you to do that, Rob. That's on your head.
Okay, which one of your kids do you like the best?
I'm not going to answer that.
Exactly.
Look, if your house is burning, you wouldn't take your characters with you. You'd take your kids. Just don't throw them out there.
Because my characters aren't in my house.
Well, you know, now you're just talking semantics, and I'm not going to wage this war with you, Rob.
I thought it was a good analogy, really.
No.
Wait, his or mine?
Yours.
What just happened here?
I will always agree with him. For Sayre, by the way.
So, since we did have Seraphis on not that long ago with the magnificent Blood Death Knight tanking episode that we did, I'm going to direct this first question with Zia. How, when, why, where did you start playing Warcraft, and what is your current main?
So I started playing way back, not beta, but I guess vanilla, so 2005? Was that 2005? Man. Back then. And it was essentially, I was playing Final Fantasy XI with a buddy of mine. He just wanted me to, you know, we just were looking for something to do. And he was like, you know, I'm not really digging this game. There's this Warcraft thing coming out. Just check it out. So that's what I did. I just checked it out because somebody else suggested it for me. And I really dug it. And I'm still playing it. Not as frequently as I used to. I've had a lot of things going on. That hurt me. Because I'm fancy, as Sarah likes to say. I can't do the fancy voice, but
you're gonna have to. Yes. You should try it at least.
Alright, I feel like when I do fancy voice I sound like a dude. Like I can't do a girl fancy voice. Like it's like How about some Grey Poupon? Like,
well, see, yeah, there you go.
Please pass the Grey Poupon. Oh, Jeeves, please, dismiss the rabble.
I'm going to go and play some polo.
Is that like, what's that, Snaggletooth? What is it?
Yeah, Snaggletooth!
Oh, gosh.
Fancy sounds like Snaggletooth. I've never considered that. But yeah, no, my name is a mage named Zia, as obviously. And I don't know, I only have one level 90. I know, gasp. I hate leveling. And
you only
need,
if you do it right, you only need one.
Well, I mean, I get to like level about, I think the highest thing I got is a level 40 like warlock. And it's just I'm wandering around. I'm like, dude, I really, really want to go here quickly. If I was on Zia, I could totally teleport. And so it just ruins everything.
Yeah. Yep.
Playing a mage first really ruined getting around. Like, it's just so convenient. And I'm lazy as all get out. So, yeah, Broom, I can talk with a British accent really, really well. As
pointed out in the chat. Snaggletooth accent.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
Did I answer the questions properly? I don't want to.
Good enough. Yep.
I don't want to derail anything here.
Well, since you just described all that, I'll direct this first one at you then anyway. So what is the origin of the name Zia?
So it was, there was three of us hanging out trying to figure out our names, and my girlfriend was getting ready to play, and she's looking up all these like foreign names or whatever, and she's like, let's do something Chinese or something. I'm like, okay. And I said, just pick it for me. And she said, let's do Zia. That means summer. And I think she shortened it because when I looked it up, it's like 10 feet long. So
isn't
I think
like Zia like Chinese like crap
10
toys.
Feet long.
Yeah, yeah. It's a long, long name. And but she shortened it for
Chinese
me.
Chinese
so
crap toys.
Yeah, I don't mean it in like a derogatory way. It was a 10-foot long Chinese name. And so
they're
she
crap
shortened
toys.
It. Crap toy. Where do you get all these crap toys?
Oh, we looked this up a long time ago. If you look up Zia.
Yeah. Like, yeah, on Amazon, there's
like
these crap
toys.
Yeah, I don't know. They're crab toys, which is kind of cool because I have a fascination with Ghost Crawler and crabs. I guess West his soul. He's not dead, but like his. It was actually picked by a friend and it just stuck.
We have a link in the chat room. Crab toys.
That looks like a link to something.
It may start with Toys R Us and have the word family in it, but I don't know.
It does. Zia Hermit Crabs. Wasn't that something?
Zia Hermit Crabs. Yeah.
What about you? What about you, Seraphis? What's the origin of your name?
Let's see, my original name was Amish Mafia, but apparently that offended someone Amish playing the game, because apparently I violated Blizzard's religious policies by using the word Amish Mafia. Then they just changed my name to the last word in our guild, and I'm like, well, this sounds silly. So then I petitioned to let me change my name, so then I wound up coming with Seraph, which was my paladin, and then for my death knight, when he finally arrived in ICC... Well, not in ICC, but in Wrath, I named him Seraphis.
It always feels awkward calling you Seraphis, too. Like, it's just now started to catch on for me, and I've always just called you Sarah, which confuses people, I think.
Everyone calls me Sarah, it seems.
Yeah, it just felt weird seeing Seraphis. I don't know. But I've known him forever. We've known each other for what? Like, the entire time WoW's been out? Something like 9 years, 8 years?
Yeah.
Something like
that. Yeah.
9 years.
Forever.
All right.
That's a while.
Yep. Well, it's even longer when you say it like that.
Yeah, right.
Forever.
Love you too, babe. Love you too.
All right. So that concludes our mini interview. Seraphis, what have you been up to this week in WoW
WoW? I have been drinking because I no longer have the flu or whatever, and I stocked up on winter beers, so I am drinking up a storm.
Got some catching up.
But I'm
to
not
do.
Drinking up a storm. I'm working on projects really hard, even though I've asked my boss and the leadership team while we're working on this so close to the holidays, because we probably shouldn't deploy anything. They're like, no, don't worry about it. And then they cancel it today. which makes me want to drink even more because I just wasted the past, like, month of my career doing something that got shelved. So that was awesome. So be ready for FOFs and airing of grievances on the Sundorn Cup this weekend. Completely uncensored, too. That's going to be fun.
Not like your normal episode, then, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're a Dungeons & Dragons podcast, really.
Well behaved.
But no, this week, raiding. Like, my guild, we actually just finished week. We cleared Flex Wing 2 and 3, and then we just said, hey, let's go do normal mode. We cleared out the first two bosses in normal mode, Siege of Orgrimmar. I mean, we just, like, flew through it. It was just like, good lord. And even before we started raiding, we were killing, like, rare elites on Timeless Isle. And I can always tell when it's getting close to the holidays because our guild kind of goofs off a little bit more on stuff. Mm-hmm. But it just seems like when they're goofing off, they're still, like, ultra-focused on something. So, I mean, it was a good night tonight. And thank God they made the job easy because I've been plowing through these beers since I came down to the basement. So.
How was that? How's the transition from Flex into normal then?
Honestly, the first two bosses don't feel much different. The third and Noroshan and Shaw of Pride are a little steeper jump up, but I mean not too big. It's not until you get to Galifianakis, or Galacrest, whatever you
call it. Galifianakis.
That's the one that feels like all of a sudden it is a lot harder. Than Flex. Mm-hmm. That's the point where, it's like that. I see how it is. And then Iron Juggernaut, which is just a complete pushover in Flex, is just all of a sudden it's just like, whoa, where'd that damage come from?
Right.
And that's kind of where we're at. Our first night, we worked on Iron Juggernaut last week. We got him to 18%, but we were still feeling like like things in Flex where it would maybe hit a tank and maybe take off only like a third of our health. All of a sudden, now was taking off like two thirds. It was like, whoa, this is an adjustment that we have to make. So, but good times.
Right, I think we're kind of sold on Flex with it just being so scalable and people really dropping in and out a lot. I don't know if we could actually get 10 and only 10 people in right now.
Well, yeah, and our Death Knight tank that we mentioned earlier isn't even on our server, so that kind of throws that out at the moment, right?
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, Rob's on server?
No, Rob is, but our other tank. No, he's not our Death Knight tank. We discussed this. I think you've had a few beers.
I could dual box it, right? Dual box tanking.
Actually, that would be pretty cool if you pull that off.
Rignaros. The guy from Blood Legion does it. I've seen him do it a few times. He'll stream dual box tanking. It's crazy.
All right, Zia. What have you been up to this week in and out of the game of WoW?
Yeah, I'm a bad guess when it comes to things I've been doing in WoW because I just haven't really had a chance to play in the past few days. I have family here helping me with the transition of painting a new house. I just closed on Friday.
So fancy.
I know. I have two houses. And
so fancy.
Why didn't you have the help do it?
Well, you know, I'm a generous soul. And I thought that they could use some time away for the holidays until they come back to their rigorous schedules.
So what you're saying is you sent the help away to do your Christmas shopping for you.
Yes. Yes. I sent them ahead of me to Louisville because I'm returning home on Saturday. To clear the way and to make sure that things are prepared for my arrival in Kentucky. So, yeah. So, yeah, I've been working on the house every day. And with my sister, painting, running errands to do things related to the house and whatnot. So that's been kind of draining. And let's see, other than that, not a lot of gaming. My niece is here too with my sister, and she talked my sister into buying her Lego Lord of the Rings for the Xbox. Crap, those games are fun.
Yeah, those are legit.
Yeah,
dude,
they
yeah.
all are.
And I've never played any of them, and she's like, Aunt Heather, can you come downstairs and play? Like, I need you. And so my sister's like, well, go ahead. You know, this is a one-man job for this room, so I've been playing Legos whenever I take a break. Oh, my God, it's so fun.
Nice.
And she's
like
seven, you know, and so she... What?
You're getting your family to do your dirty work.
She wanted to do it. I was
you
like, hey.
So fancy.
No, dude, like the hired help wasn't here, and... And my sister is really into painting, and she was like, I really want to paint the house. Like, it's like she's in the zone. She just plays, she blasts music, and she just, in the zone, really, really digs it. No, Broom, I will not be on Sunday's show either. I will probably air my grievances in a recording.
You're fun,
because
man.
Yeah, there's no way I'm missing out on that. And but yeah, I may try and hop on Skype and say hello, but no. I will be back in Kentucky, so enjoying the rainy weather. But yeah, other than that, not a lot really to report. And wow, I mean, I kind of, you know, goofed off.
I feel like I want to rename you the Wiz Tucky.
Wiz Tucky? Why
yeah,
Wiz Tucky?
Because a combination of Wisconsin and Kentucky.
Oh, I thought it was because, like, I don't know, something to do with piss. Like,
that's where you go with this. You are a foul creature.
What? Whiz? You take a whiz, you piss. I don't know how else.
Whatever, Whiz Tucky.
Whatever. Yeah, I'm Whiz Tucky, right?
Let's see. Rob, what have you been up to this week?
Good luck following that one.
Well, Rob.
I'm going to make up names for the rest of you, too.
Maybe that'll be the Training Dummies After Dark. We'll do that.
Hot.
Let's see. We flex-rated. We got down other stuff that we hadn't gotten down. We killed Spoils. That was it.
Yes.
Spoils has been a pain. I don't know why. It's been kind of a pain for us. But we had our way with Spoils of Pandaria this week. And that was good. And I got a cool sword. And I'm in this stupid position right now where I have a fist weapon and a sword, which makes for some really stupid-looking transmog. So I made the sword into another sword, and I made the fist weapon into a bear claw. And
nice.
it looks terrible.
Like a donut? Oh, a bear
no,
claw
like an actual... Like an actual... Okay. Hold on. Let's see.
I'm like a donut.
Got lodged right here. So we moved on to Thok, and that fight totally Thoks. Pun intended. Let's see, I'm going to link this terrible thing in the...
You're talking about like Thok on Flex, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. But we hadn't seen it before, other than LFR, and... Some people are like, oh, I'm targeted. I'm going to run through the group. And so.
Hey, heroism at the very beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah, we did that. We did that.
All right.
So you can see I threw my transmog in there. So I've got a sword and a bear claw.
All you got to do is make sure. Here's Seraphis's drunk rating tip. And you can hear I'm slurring a little bit. So here's what you do at the very start of the fight. You have everyone. You have the tank. And you have everyone off to 90 degrees to the side of Thok, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then what happens is after mm-hmm. three stacks yeah. on the first tank, you have the second tank come over and take him. The other tank moves back over to the group. And then mm-hmm. when he finally goes into his blood frenzy, he's going to knock the one tank back. The tank was going to pick up the jailer, move him over to the little poison group over there. And then what happens is the first person that he targets, have them run all the way down the long hallway. And then you have everyone behind Thok, and then it's really easy. So then the next person runs all the way to the end of the little circular room, and then you just have to make sure everyone just keeps on rotating. And as long as you keep everyone mostly behind him, it's easy. And then, like, as soon as he hits, like, 12 with the speed buff, that's when you open up the gate for the other group. Do that. Once we did that, like, the fight became easy. Once we're like, oh...
I think that's people just need to see it a little bit, because
yeah.
it was getting a little late, and I think maybe a couple people had some beverages, and
Well, that's okay. Was,
yeah. It is okay. That's what flex rating is for, right?
Exactly.
Other than that, I'm pretty much leveling some alts for with over in the Bitter and Salty Guild to see about helping them out with the Stay Classy achievement. And I don't know why at all. I couldn't tell you, but for some reason I've got a Pandaren Rogue. And they're on an RP server, so I'm tempted to see where this goes. But that's I think that's about it. Not doing a whole
lot
else.
Have you ever gone to the Goldshire Inn?
I went on Moonguard. I went one time. I rolled a human warrior to go over there and see what all the business was about.
Did you get down to business? You know what I mean?
You can't gouge out the eye in your mind. That's all I'm gonna say.
Get a little mind soap.
And nice. What have you been up to?
Well, in your mentioning what you've been up to, it looks like you just read off of my list. So I've been doing pretty much everything that Rob's been doing. Thok, it was our first time in there, so I think a couple more times we'll get it. Spoils. You know, the 2 weeks prior, we had a hell of a time with that. Like, it was just banging our head against the wall. We were hitting Berserk every time, it seemed like. Or if we weren't hitting Berserk, it was, we were dying early. And then last week, we went in there and we had tons of time left. Like, lots of time. So, I think we've got it down now. We know what to do, so it shouldn't be any more problems. So, we should have a lot more time to work on Thok this week. But yeah, like you had mentioned as well, I'm leveling an orc monk on Earthen Ring in the Bitter and Salty Guild to help them with the Stay Classy achievement. So that's it's my highest level monk now. I guess we hit level 25, and my other monk I think is level 22, something like that. So anyway, slowly getting up there. But yeah, it's like the last couple nights it's been, do I want to run an LFR or go level an alt? And we've been picking leveling alts. So that's about all I've been up to. Not much else other than that. So let's just get on with the content. We have no emails this week, so it's going to be a shorter show. We have no... I guess that's all that else goes in there. So I'll play this little clip here and we'll hit the main topic.
This is Sunnier from Sunnier's Art of War, and you're listening to the Trainee Dummies with Hend and Rob.
All right, so we brought Seraphis and Zia on tonight to talk about Catalyst Gaming Media, since they are the masterminds behind it all.
That's a scary thought, really.
Now you have to talk in your snaggletooth voice.
So they get the credit or the blame, whatever it happens to turn out as.
Blame, definitely the blame.
All right, so what is Catalyst Gaming Media?
You want to take this one, sir?
It is a social group for people who really enjoy banana peels. Like, just all types of banana. No, not banana peels. No, this is a group of content providers in just the gaming community. Right now it's mostly Warcraft related, but the whole idea is that we're all kind of coming together not to basically just say, oh, go listen to them, go listen to them. It's more of, go listen to them, but also, what can we do together that we couldn't do by ourselves? And it's like, so what events can we put on that are community driven and focused that can be really, really cool? And something that may be a little bit too big than any one of our projects was or could put on by ourselves. And so really that was really the driving force. And it really came out of, World of Podcasts. And Z and I, we had this idea for like a kind of a media group for like a while now, and just things kind of like came in a way. Her school, me having kids, But then we got like really into World of Podcasts, and we were really excited about what that was all about. And ultimately, we said, you know, we want to keep doing stuff like this.
Right.
This is a lot of fun.
And so. we definitely wanted to create a space that anybody felt like they could join. You know, I mean, obviously we want folks who have established shows and are working, but we wanted somebody who maybe had an idea but wasn't sure how to execute it or wasn't sure who to go to say, hey, I really got this sweet idea. We want to be able to say, yeah, we dig it, let's work together and make it happen. A lot like World of Podcasts, where it started out as this sort of ideal and we made it happen. Lots of work. It wasn't just me and Sarah, of course. We had a lot of help. But, you know, that sort of spun off us wanting to create a group of sorts. So, I guess that's the best way to describe it, I guess.
It's hard to describe it in a way. So I guess this kind of goes hand in hand with that. And I know Surf is kind of group. What would be like the mission statement then? I know you mentioned what can we do together that we can't do individually, but Zia, what would you say like would be the overall like mission statement?
I think the mission statement would be just something to the effect of the importance of camaraderie within what we do. I think with me and Sarah especially, and I always joke around because we have FOFs on our show and like how haterish we can be. But in all reality, I think sometimes things can get really cutthroat, and it's sort of, well, who can I step on? Who, what can I do to get ahead? And we wanted to say, you know what? Let's do things differently. Let's work together to get ahead. This is the longest, worst mission statement ever. But, you know, I guess it's just camaraderie.
Just read the About page on the website.
No, we have an About page, but that's cheating.
Oh, wait.
All right, I'm not going to cheat.
That's not cheating.
Or we do have a mission statement, but it's definitely about creating a space that's safe in terms of, I have an idea, I want other people to know about it, you know, what can I do, who can I talk to get it out there, and also, it's sort of a support, I'd like to think of it almost as a support system too, really. I mean, like, one of the things that, like, I've been out for 2 weeks, and, you know, Sarah was able to hop on and say, hey, you know, I'm looking for some people to come on my show. Like, can you guys hook me up? And so it's a nice place to go to if you need help with your show, if you need advice, if you're trying to get your name out there more, you can say, oh, I want to go on so-and-so show or what have you. So it's sort of a support system too, really.
So instead of taking like a 3-month break.
Right.
Does that?
I think that's how I sold you guys. I was just like, sorry, it's kind of like a new. I think it was like, it's kind of like the news networks. I mean, you know, just because Dan Rather is out sick doesn't mean we cancel the news. We find someone to fill in.
Yeah, and I don't want to like hate on networks.
We're hating on the Training Dummies because
we're
just
hating
like,
on everybody here. We're just hating.
Because they went away for like 3 months.
I think it was only two. But anyway,
it felt like three.
Well, we also felt like I'm always really careful about using the word network. I use the word network more than Sarah does. But we wanted the place that we were prior to this, we were wanting more from in terms of activity. So it was sort of like, okay, I'm going to put this label on my podcast that says I'm a part of this network, but what am I doing? You know, what am I doing for the network? What is it doing for me? Well, we wanted people to say, yeah, I'm a part of Catalyst Gaming Media. And like, I helped organize this event and, you know, Sarah's coming on my show in like 3 weeks. And, you know, and I'm expected to create content for other, you know, not create content for other people's show, but like do bumpers for other people's shows and support other shows while they support me. We wanted
if a show has like a really great idea, like, hey, we're going to do this great charity event and we really want to get the name out more. Can you guys help us? And we're like, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, I mean, then it's not just like, but then it could also spawn to like, how about we get the rest of the group in Catalyst to help out with the charity event, make it even bigger. Like, you guys lead it. It's your vision, but But let's make it a bigger event. Let's go really big and make this charity event, like, just huge. And that's kind of like the idea is, like, we'll take, like, each individual's idea, but then say, you know, how do we magnify them? How do we magnify these great ideas and make them even better? Right. So, like, World Podcast was just like, it started off as like, hey, let's just do a meetup for podcasters. And then it turned into a full-on event, which was awesome. It was a ton of fun. So.
Yeah, that went off. Like, a lot of people were involved in that. That went off huge.
Thank you. I mean, there were still hiccups with it, but I mean, it was a lot of fun, and we had a lot of great feedback from it, and a lot of people are like asking, when are we going to do another one?
Mm-hmm. And we're still kind of motivated us a lot.
Yeah,
I think.
And we're still doing like some virtual Q&A with Blood Legion and Razor. So, I mean, it's exciting stuff.
So what's up with that then? What do you teamed up with Razor and
so we teamed up with Razor for World of Podcast, and they gave away a noggin, a whole bunch of other swag at the event. And then this month, this week, we have been interviewing Heroic Progression Guild, World Progression Guild, really, Blood Legion. So we've interviewed their tanks and their healers on Monday and Tuesday of this week. And on Friday night, we're going to be interviewing their DPS and their raid leaders. So it's going to be a chance to just kind of ask them questions, and just find out, you know, how they see the game. Because obviously they play a very different game than a lot of us do. I mean, we're sitting here, we're talking about like flex mode. And to them, like, I was listening, because I wasn't actually doing any of the interviews on the tank or the healer one. I'm going to do the DPS one. But just talking to them, just listening to them saying, like, yeah, we expect people to do LFR if they don't run with us. That way so they could just catch up on their legendary cloak. Other than that, no, we don't do that. And, the same deal kind of goes with Flex. Like, yeah, we'll do Flex because we want people to catch up their alts on the legendary quest chain. That way so they're viable. It's not like they need to fill gear slots. No, it's like, you need to get your legendary cloak, and you need to do everything you can to get that cloak. And they just talk about the game so much differently, because they talk about, like, PTR, like, they're rating on PTR, they're coming up with their strategies. Like, they are so far away from the idea of Flex and LFR from the rest of us, and it's funny because you go out to, like, World of Warcraft forums, and you see, like, oh, you're forcing Heroic Progression Raiders to run for, no, Blizzard is not forcing them because they don't need to. They're better than that. People are talking for these Heroic Progression Guilds, and I find it very funny. And I hope to ask them that question very matter-of-factly and get them to say, like, yes, the forum people do not talk for us. Because that would be great.
Right, yeah.
That is my gut instinct, is that people try to tell Blizzard that they should do something because that's how Heroic Progression Raiders do it, but they're not a Heroic Progression Raider who is giving these suggestions. So I find all that just quite amusing. It's my theory anyway. So I'm looking forward to Friday night.
All right, so what are the... Well, you probably even almost touched on a lot of this anyway, but what would you guys say are the main goals, then, of Catalyst?
To not suck.
I mean, we got a lead already?
You set the bar high.
I mean, it's important. But, Azia, I'll let you handle this, because I'm going to take another drink of beer.
I would love... Let's see. Gosh, man... It's scary because you never want to dream so big that, like, you know, there's nothing wrong with dreaming big, but then sometimes you get to dreaming so big that you just completely lose touch, I think.
Yeah, then you get frustrated because you're
Oh, definitely.
This whole thing was really kickstarted, though, with the World of Podcasts and being able to bring that all together. So, I mean, there's been a really strong start.
Yes, I think my goal... Sarah's probably going to have a different goal than me. Me and Sarah always have the same goals, but, like, he just usually has something else he's worrying about. He's always one step ahead of me. My goal, the very next goal,
sound like
always
Jason
the next
Bourne.
Goal. No, no. I really want to create...
Your goals are fancier than his.
Right, there you go. Way fancier. We'll have caviar.
Yeah, your goals are so fancy.
You do sound like snack. I really want to create an East Coast event. I want to create an East Coast event that is something that anybody could go to, not feel like they need to pay an arm and a leg, and just say, yeah, I'm going to CGM East. Like, I want to become that. I want to become this really kick-ass thing that podcasts, anybody, but really, I want it to be about the audience, and I want it to be about the listeners, but I really want to create a space for people who are trying, who aren't famous, or famous. I'm happy with famous people showing up. The people like us, people... The bloggers, the video people, all to get together and talk about the stuff they're working on, to talk about the things they love, to do it as, to create a place for people to come, and be there and meet one another and get the attention of folks like Razor and things like that. And it's not necessarily for the money. I mean, the money would be great, but to say, hey, like, there's this really big untapped resource of all these people working so hard out of pocket, pay attention to them. Like, that's really what I would ultimately want. I guess short term would be for people who are involved right now not to want to strangle me or Dave for the next month or year.
By the way, I'm Dave.
Oh, sorry, yeah.
Dave's not here.
He's my hired help.
He's not here, man.
It's funny. I say Dave. I refer to him by his real name, but he always calls me Zia no matter what.
I have tried calling you Heather.
It's really awkward in public. Like, when he yells Zia.
I definitely yelled Zia in the middle of an international airport where Asian folks did turn and look at me, probably thinking like I was like, calling out.
You're into some weird stuff.
Yeah.
They're like, why is that white, crazy white boy yelling Zia in the airport?
I think the only other goal I think would be, this is like a dream goal, and I don't even know if I could handle it. I would love for Blizzard. Our catalyst is about all games and media in general, so like movies and things like that, but Blizzard, I would say, would be sort of like our go-to company. I would love for somebody at Blizzard to look at what we did and say, you know what? Let's help them out. Let's make a podcast or a self-done show or blog or whatever. Let's make a panel for that. Or let's create an area at BlizzCon for that, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, set a
or
space
how about
aside.
We invite, like, Zia to do, like, our little, like, video interviews instead of that other girl who was from G4 who I'm not the biggest fan of, but...
Yeah, well, you know, I would...
Okay, so what you're saying, too, though, is that this isn't just about podcasts. It's not just about blogs. This is you name it. This is everything. It's YouTubers, streamers...
Yeah,
You know, and it's not just about Warcraft.
No, it's definitely. So I'd say we're working on trying to like our banner. is a good thing to start because right now that's placeholders. You go to our site and it's all Blizzard stuff, but I we're working on that because we want folks who play other games to come and feel like they could be a part of it and things like that. We want somebody who plays Eve or Final Fantasy or something like that to come on and say, hey, I'm got this idea, or hey, like, you know, I'm really into this game, like, can you help me or come onto the show or you know, whatever. We don't want people to be afraid of us because we play Warcraft to not
and
want
you don't
to.
Necessarily need to be MMOs. I mean, it could be like a console gamer. If someone's like really into console gaming, you know, absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, this is something for, because right now World of Warcraft is great. It's absolutely fantastic, but we have to not be disillusioned with the fact that World of Warcraft is going to be here forever.
Correct.
So what is life after World of Warcraft for podcasters? And I'm sure that there's going to be other games that we're all going to be playing. And Because we're gamers. We're going to find other games. Whether it's another Blizzard game or a game made by somebody else, we're going to want to probably talk about it. Mm-hmm. And so, I mean, you know, why limit ourselves? But, I mean, to Zia's points, you know, the sky is the limit about what we can do. You know, are we saying we're going to get there this year, next year, or even the year after? No. But, I mean, it'd be nice to be able to say, man, we built something really, really cool with some really great people, you know. Mm-hmm. And really, that's what it's about. Like, you know, Zia and I, we always kind of wanted to do something together. But it wasn't until World of Podcasts that we realized that, you know what? It's better to do this with other people. And really, the idea right now is to find people who really want to make really cool community content. Their own projects are very kind of community focused. They have an interesting take or part of the community that they're trying to service. And really, it's about finding all those people, bringing them together and saying, all right, guys, what do we want to do? What do we want to do next month? Mm-hmm. What kind of event or giveaway or, you know, online party or real life event? What do we want to do? And really, that's kind of the idea. So right now, like I said, we're kind of finishing up the virtual Q&A with Blood Legion and Razor. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that, you know, Razor really likes what we've been doing with them and they'll want to continue doing stuff with us. And really then the question is, you know, what's next? Do we stream a Hearthstone tournament? Do we maybe stream video games for charity? What do we do next? And really, that's not for me or Zia. I mean, that's where I really like what we're doing with Catalyst is that all the partners have a say, and we've just throw it out there. Like, what do you guys want to do? Like, just throw out your ideas. If you have an idea, throw it out there, and we'll talk about it. Like, okay. I mean, I threw out an idea, and some people were like, "Well, I'm not sure how we're going to do this. You know, let's think about this. You know, there's a lot of semantics." And that's fine. You know, all I want is for people just to brainstorm ideas. And then really the idea is we could start thinking a lot bigger than we used to with just our own shows, because now we have the backing of so many other great partners, great content providers to say, hey, that's a great idea. You know, I can make some YouTube content for that. And someone else is like, hey, I could write a really cool blog, you know, hyping it up. And everyone else who's doing podcasts be like, hey, we could really sell this on our podcast. This is a really mm-hmm. awesome idea. I mean, so all of a sudden, it's not just like, so we have to do this on our podcast, you know, really hope that, you know, we catch people in the zone for that one. No, but now you're leveraging other people's audiences who, you know, maybe there are some crossover with the audiences or not, maybe not, but you're reaching a whole different brand of audience. Of people, because you're hitting the bloggers, you're hitting the YouTubers, you're hitting the podcast listeners. And all of a sudden now, you know, someone who maybe only watched YouTube videos is like, oh, you know, maybe I kind of want to listen to that podcast. They did put on pretty good YouTube stuff with this YouTube content creator I really like. So mm-hmm. it's not just about like growing each other's audiences, but it's also community driven events that we can all do together. So it's helping each other out. You know, being there, not necessarily being the sole support system for each show, but, you know, when people need a hand, you know, we're there for each other. And then at the same time, we say, let's, you know, I don't know about you guys, but when I was in college, I was in a house with like, lived with six other dudes. It was a 7-bedroom, like, townhouse. And like every other week, we're like, hey, you guys want to throw a party? And it'll be like, yes, let's throw a party. They're like, all right. What are we going to do? And like, we had one guy who played guitar. He's like, you know what? I'll play guitar. I'll invite my friends over. You know, we have a makeshift band. Other guy's like, hey, I work over at the liquor store. I'll get a discount on a keg. And it was like, and then me and the other guy were like, hey, we got the grill. We're going to go out to Costco and we're going to go get some like burgers and we're going to grill some burgers and everything. And, another guy was like, hey, I'm going to go start inviting people right now. So it's kind of like that idea. But
it's a strangest like, analogy, but it really works. I mean, like,
but that's the idea. It's like all of a sudden, you have started off jobs.
A little weird, but
you just gotta stick with me just for a little
so
bit.
Me
I
and
promise.
Seven like, dudes.
But I could sure go for a beer and a burger right now. I tell you,
right? Hungry.
I know. It's contagious.
Delicious bacon.
Okay, so well, I don't even need to ask this next question about, you know, what do people have to be excited about? Because it sounds like, you know, there's big things. There's a lot of cool things, man. This is really cool. This isn't your average, you know, people just stroking each other's egos and telling them to listen to each other's podcasts. This is like about community and events and being involved, and I like it.
And happiness, and all the happiness that comes with it.
Happiness.
So for our fourth segment on the Sunday, which is all filled with anger. But that's a valuable public service, because if you keep it in, it's going to mm-hmm. make things worse.
Let those feels out.
You do. Valuable public service.
All right, so then where do we find Catalyst Gaming Media?
Well, you just added .com at the end of what you just said, and you're good to go.
Well, that was easy.
Yep. We got lucky with that one.
But yeah, catalystgamingmedia.com, there's forums. So the whole idea is that we're trying to give each content provider their own forum to either, you know, hype up a project that they're currently working on, or, you know, engage with their listeners in a different way. Maybe they didn't have forums before, but now, you know, we're trying to do that. Plus, we're also going to have, you know, event forums to say, like, hey, these are the events that we got going on. So feel free to sign up there. It's all totally free. I want to point that out. This is not a pay service that we're expecting anyone to come in and pay for. Everything is free. There is no cost to anyone. Just come on out, check out the great content providers. Once you get out to the website, you can find us on Twitter, Facebook, Google+, and then from there find also all of our great content providers as well.
So if somebody out here is listening and they think, man, I do a webcomic, or I do a YouTube channel, or, you know, I read a blog, I would love to be a part of this. Where do they go?
Right now, we have our little contact us page. Right now, we are kind of putting all. We've seen just such a huge interest.
Yeah, we did not expect so many people
who are going to be interested in Catalyst. So right now, we're just trying to finish up World of Podcasts virtual Q&A. Get through the holidays, you know, talk with the people who have already asked about becoming partners, and then we're going to have something a little more a formal process popping up on Catalyst early in 2014. We're putting the final touches on a web form and everything else to make it nice and streamlined for everyone involved, but pretty soon there will be, if you want to become a partner with Catalyst Gaming Media, there will be a link on the website, probably up at the top of the page, where you can fill out a form and, you know, get the process rolling. If you are interested, though, and you kind of just want to, like, ask some questions, there's the Contact Us page. It gives us our email address, or you can fill out the form, and it'll automatically email us from there, whichever you prefer, and we'll try to answer any and all questions you may have.
Yeah, if you do, we ask and beg for patience, because, like Sarah was saying, it's been sort of a blessing, in, I guess, but, and I don't want to use the word curse, but we were like, yeah, this idea sounds really cool, and we didn't realize so many people would be on board, which is great, but it sort of made us look incompetent, and so we're especially me. Sarah's really great. He's so good. He'll say, I want our website to be doing this, and he'll say, I'm going to go do that, and I'll, okay, buddy, I'm kind of the technology guy. He's the tech guy, and I'm sort of the I love everyone and I want to talk to everyone person. So I guess the PR. I don't want to use that word, but I guess I'm the PR. But so yeah, if you do contact us, we promise we're not ignoring you. We're so humbled that anybody would even take interest in it.
Have partners already. I mean,
God!
If you believe in or excited about this.
Oh, stuff. I know. I can't even believe it. So yeah, we ask that folks be patient. We appreciate the excitement and promise we're going to get to you when we can, and we really are working on a better application process. So, bear with us.
No, I just wanted to ask the question. I mean, we get to see behind the curtain a little bit, but I wanted to throw it out there for anybody who
gets to hear this. I'm so glad you did. So
so they know, you know, we do, we are looking at processes and what to do and moving forward and to, you know, to be excited and to be patient because there's a lot of rad stuff coming up, so.
Thank you. I'm glad you asked.
Was there any other, before we wind it down, or was there anything else that either one of you wanted to maybe bring up or that we forgot? Or?
Well, I can't say this, but, you know, if anyone's going to be here in the Atlanta area around Dragon Con time, who's either a part of Catalyst or a fan of some of our Catalyst content providers, you know, I think that's a good time to hang out. Of course, that's like a year away, so we're going to be planning other stuff, but we definitely have had a lot of interest in Dragon Con. So, I mean, I think we're probably going to do something around Dragon Con.
I think Dragon Con, yeah. And I would add to that, if you are just a listener and you have something you really, really want to see happen, hear happen, whatever, please feel free to go and tell us about that. We do not want to scoop your idea. We promise we're not going to do that. You will get credit for it. We just want to know what people want. And want to do our best to make that thing happen, within reason. If it's R-rated, I don't know about some of our shows, but
and conversely, if you just want to talk with like your favorite podcast or YouTuber about like an idea you have, you know, they will also feel free to pass the word on to us if that's how you feel more comfortable. That's also perfectly fine. Do what works for you.
Yeah, do what works for you.
Sweet.
Yeah, I think that's all we had to say other than that. And thank you, I guess. Thank you to everyone who didn't think we were crazy or think we're crazy and just want to watch the crash and burn. I don't know.
I think you're crazy, but that's part of what that's what part of what I wanted to be involved with.
Part of the allure.
Part of the allure.
Our appeal. Oh.
All right, then. Well, I guess we should start the wrap-up, hey? Yes. So we'll do this.
Sounds good.
This first, then.
Only if you say shaman one more time.
Don't try to tank in healing gear.
Unclaimed mail will be deleted after 30 days.
Always check your loot spec before a boss fight.
Things I learned the hard way.
This one's all Rob this week.
Yeah, Hind asked me if we wanted to even throw any of our segments in. I said, sure, why not? Because you know what? The same thing that I have done like the last 3 weeks in a row, I did it again this week. And I ran into a Celestial's kill, and I was like, oh, this is great. There was like 8 of us in the group. I was tanking it. It was going really well. I think it was Yulon. And, get it down, I'm excited, loot window pops up, and yes, what is it? What the hell is this? These aren't what I want, these are off-spec gloves, what the heck is this? And I go and right-click on my thing, and yep, I'm in, I've got my loot spec set to my off-spec, and, now I've got gloves that I don't need, or I didn't really want, that weren't really gonna help me, so, double-check that. It's really not that hard. I wish there was some obvious way, maybe a little icon or something that you could see at a glance what loot spec you're in.
Yeah,
I have made this mistake like the last 3 weeks in a row, and I will probably continue to make this mistake. But
that but sounds like the job of an add-on creator, right there.
Yeah, right. Fortunately, I would have gotten my two-piece bonus from having it, but fortunately it was for the DPS spec that I was set for, so they were still technically an upgrade to what I had, but they didn't count towards my bonus, so I guess I'm trying to find a silver lining, but I just keep doing this. It's not even funny anymore, I guess, but I don't know. Did you guys have any derpy moments this week? Did you send your did you send your servant to get the wrong shade of paint for you? Or
yeah, I absolutely hate when I do that. You know, I wanted tangerine, not orange.
A difference?
That's what I thought.
I'd say my dirt moment would be I'd say shoveling snow. Just, you know, be careful and shovel straight, not crooked. Somebody told me I looked like I drank 12 beers and decided to shovel and play in the snow with a shovel.
Shovel however you want.
Yeah, well, you know. Nice. I said, can you walk on the sidewalk? Yes, yeah, so then you're good. Doesn't matter if it's crooked. But, so yeah, shovel straight, dress warm. It's a good slogan.
Shovel straight, dress warm.
Dress warm.
Nice.
I think that's all I got. No, gamer related. I guess Lego wise, if you ever play the Lego games, I'm sure the other ones are like this too. Destroy everything. Uh-huh. When all else fails, destroy it.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And you know too. You said your niece is 7.
Yeah.
My daughter's 8, and she loves the Lego Star Wars ones. Are her favorite. Yeah, that is a test of patience as a
oh god
as a grown up. As fun as those games are, man, that is a true test of patience playing that stupid game with a kid. Oh, man, yeah. There she's bailing off the sides and running around over here and going in the wrong, you know, phasing us into the wrong doorway. And I'm like, how would you just get over here? Complete the stupid thing.
It takes patience. It does.
Nice.
It's great, though, man. We have a really, really good time playing those.
Okay. Well, it's time for the favorite segment. Everybody's favorite part.
Hey, don't matter what you're out of town. He's got some shit.
All right. Need to send some hen love, as always, to our guildies, the Hoarderlies, on the Deathwing server. Our Flex team. I can't remember who's on there. They know who's on there.
Well, it changes all the time.
It does change all the time. I need to mention Megan again, because every time I listen to that bumper, it's just so awesome. She did a fantastic job.
she killed that, man.
Yeah, and of course I need to send some hen love to Seraphis and Zia for coming on the show tonight, and of course to everyone over at Catalyst. Thank you guys.
Yeah, definitely. Big thanks to Dave and Heather.
All right, they have real names.
Yeah, and really to the both of you guys for reaching out, and I know we've been real hesitant to be involved with any sort of media group or network before. Just it's this ridiculous pissing contest I don't want to get into that, but this is just different, and Hind and I knew right away that this was different just from the little involvement that we have had with you, and this is going to be good stuff. So I look forward to moving forward with it and some of the events and just everything going on.
That means a lot. Thank you so much for saying. No, thank you. That's awesome. That's what we want to hear.
Well, good. Sarah, how about you?
All right. My hen love is going to be for future things, because I'm going to throw out an event where we actually create hen love cologne. It's kind of like Sex Panther.
80% of the time it works every time.
No, this is going to be 85% of the time it works.
See, Catalyst Gaming Media, man, the possibilities are endless.
We are going to market hen awesome. Love cologne.
That's great.
That's one of my new goals. What are you wearing, hen love? Oh.
Did you say hand love?
It kind of burns the nostrils. I know.
Does that smell like maple syrup and bacon?
That sounds delicious. No one can resist that.
It does sound good, actually.
Oh, awesome.
This is how ideas start, right?
Yep.
Good ideas.
How greatness is born. See, how about you?
Let's see, mine, let's see, I got love for, hidden love for, I'd say, I feel like it's just like a Catalyst Gaming Media, like, love fest right now, but it really is, I'm so glad that there's people who believe in what me and Sarah are trying to do, and are not yelling at us, or shaking us in anger. Even my cat loves, okay. It's spooky, she hopped up and said,
it's the racist cat.
It's the racist cat, I know. But, yeah, so, yeah, just the fact that people are supporting us and wanting to be a part of this, it is such a great feeling, and I don't know, it's just awesome. It's so cool.
Yeah.
So,
it's like the one clean thing that we do, Zia.
Yeah, no, I'm glad that we're proving to folks that we really can be grown-ups when we want to be.
So, nice.
So, yeah, thank you, just thank you to those people, and I just appreciate it so much.
All right. Well, 5 stars this week. We don't have any. But in place of that, I'm just going to throw this out there, just in case anyone's interested. If you are, great. If not, that's fine, too. But on Zazzle, which is t-shirts, I have created Training Dummies t-shirts. Now, the only reason I did this is because I wanted one, personally. And I sent one to Rob, and I sent one to Hoofoot, mm-hmm. our old co-host. So that's why they're there, because I wanted one, and I wanted those guys to have one as well. So it is there. If you want one, go order one. Great. If not, that's okay too. But it's zazzle.com/trainingdummies or /thetrainingdummies. It's one of the two. Anyway, so if you want it, great. There you go. You can get one. Definitely don't want to market it and all, or it's just something that's there. If you would like one,
you got a. He sent me a little onesie for my new little guy too. And it is freaking it's amazing.
I want a picture of that, dude. Amazing.
You'll get, yeah, stuff. I'll send you one.
All right.
I'm gonna get a pink one.
But anyway, before we wrap this up, Seraphis, Zia, can you let everyone know where they can reach you, stalk you, follow you, or send hen love to you?
Gross.
I mean the cologne?
Yes, the cologne.
So you can follow me on Twitter at Itsia, ITSXIA, and Sarah, do you want to do the rest of the spiel?
Find me on Twitter at Seraphis. I mean, of course, we have thesundering.net. I'm also on a show called Azeroth Pirate Radio with my co-host Corey, which is also part of Catalyst. You can find that at azerothpirateradio.com. And of course, you know, we're part of one of the very few, I think, that's left alliance guilds associated with any podcasters over at phalanxofnod.com. So you can come check us out. We're been around for 9+ years now, so, and I've been the guild leader ever since.
So you can imagine what it's like over there.
Exactly. It's just constantly filled with beer and bacon and rage.
It's a beautiful, wonderful hot mess.
It is a beautiful hot mess. But yeah, so I mean, that's pretty much all the places. I mean, from there you can find all of our social media links and everything else. So, sundering.net, azerothpirateradio.com, and of course, catalystgamingmedia.com should have all of our information.
Sweet. I believe this wraps up episode 56 of the Training Dummies, and you may not have learned anything about World of Warcraft tonight, but I believe this was one episode that we just had to bring you because there's some really good, really cool stuff coming up to be excited about.
Look, you can follow. I gave a fog strategy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
See? All right. Mission accomplished.
Redemption.
It's like that drunken moment of clarity I had.
In between sips of Mad Dog. This is what you
do. Not drinking Mad Dog. It's Lightning Kugels. Snowdrift.
Lightning Kugels. Vanilla Porter. Love that stuff. You can follow our Twitter, and we'll make sure to keep you informed on all things Training Dummies. Let's see, the show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland. Hind is at Hind_Horderlies. And Kim is at Kim Scally with a Y. Hit her up. tell her to send us some bumpers so we can continue to share those with you.
And I was going to add this in here, but anyway, I'll just throw it in. Our next show will be January 2nd at 9 p.m., yeah, which is a Thursday, with MacGyver.
Oh,
hold on. There we go. All right.
So until next time, don't be a dummy.
Woo! Woo!
Let us take the beating for you.
Woo! Woo!